Is that?
I'll try to get a little closer. I don't have any headphones or anything. I'm just yelling at my laptop.
Oh, okay. Well, yell away. I was adjusting my crossfaders. There's way too many buttons on my screen.
I know what you mean. I remember doing it.
Yeah, it's confusing. I'm always so scared of screwing something up.
I don't worry. Remember, it's not professional.
No. So how are you tonight?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm depressed that I'm going to miss the first period of hockey, but...
So do you have it on, like, in the background?
Yeah, I got it on. I'll notice if something happens.
Can't believe you can't record over-the-air stuff.
No, not with the DVR that I have.
Yeah, my DVR does it, but I've never recorded anything over the air.
You got an antenna on the roof?
I have an antenna in the window. And the only reason I have it there is in a hurricane, I figured I'd take my dish down, and that would still give me the local news.
Yeah.
But, I turned it on and said, over the air, that looks nice. Okay, and that was like years ago. But one of the big features of my DVR was it records over the air, which I've never done. So, you did something with God. Don't mind me. I took a Percocet earlier tonight for my leg pain, so...
Are we on already?
Yes, we're on, because you called and we were on. So, people listening to us babble.
What were you going to say? I know what you're going to say, but I want to hear you ask me it.
You're supposed to hear me mess it up again. I said you installed TPX.
TGPX, yeah.
TGPX. What? Yes. Are you using it? I have not looked at it. I know you were looking for partners and lesbian sites. And is it a link list or a TGP?
It's a link list using the TGP software because I wanted to, especially after seeing what other people did with the LinkX stuff, but I used TGPX. I had used it a little before on some other stuff when Mr. Mary Lou was around. We were playing around with it through with some stuff, and I knew the interface from... I actually developed a tube site about a year ago that I never did anything with.
Well, I remember that.
But I knew the interface. I knew how to set up the ads and everything like that. So it took me a little while to learn how to code everything on it. But, I released sunshinelesbians.net. I'm technically releasing it today, I guess. And it's a lesbians-only link list with 39 categories of lesbian stuff.
Okay. So that's, it's probably all lesbians.
Yes, it is. Pretty much anybody listening can get a partner account. Just apply for it and I'll approve it.
Yeah, that's one of my better niches is lesbian. I'm going to have to start submitting stuff to you.
I've got a category just for you. I got that old versus young lesbian.
I seem to know something about the old with young lesbian niche. I don't know what it is.
I don't know why you would know that either.
Yeah, speaking of which, she should be home soon. Actually, these days they know us as the Olympian lesbians because she's got an injured left leg, I've got an injured right leg, and it's a sight. So the board's picked up, I noticed.
Yeah, it's a little puppier. I don't know, I wish I had more time to smoke.
Yeah, don't we all wish we had more time?
Yeah.
Just not enough hours in the day.
I got a hair at my ass about how my pages look on Linkorama, so I just started redoing all of those. I think I'm 5 pages in right now, and it's nothing anybody's really going to notice. It's just style sheets and shit like that, all the behind-the-scenes guts.
You're still using a really old script over there, aren't you?
I still use LinkAdmin, yeah. I can do a lot.
Yeah, I used that script a long, long time ago. I'm not really too thrilled with my script these days. It's just so hard to change scripts.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. I'm stuck with it, but I know so much about it now. I mean, I still, if it breaks, I'm not going to be able to fix it like Mr. Mary Lou would have. But I can, hopefully I just won't break it.
Just stay out of the script files. Well, you did, I mean, it looks like you did a good job with TBX, so.
Yeah, it took a little while, a lot of trial and error. What I did was design the page first.
Mm-hmm.
Then go in and try to figure out how to code it so that everything lined matched up and everything like that.
You got it all generating. Did you do the template things where all your pages are templates?
Every page except the index page is on the exact same template.
Does that actually generate the files, or is it like a blog?
It generates the files.
Okay. I'm going to have to take a look at it.
And I also put, like, there's the advertising section in there. I'm using that for all the ads, as well as using that as sort of like an include file for the bottom for the trades and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And for my footer and stuff like that, so I don't have to. Basically, everything is going to be everything's in the script, with the exception, I think, like one include that was dragged from someplace else. So it's a handy little script. I mean, there's so much shit that it does that I know I haven't even touched on yet, but it. You know, it created a nice little simple and easy link list for me.
Yeah, I'm just surprised you went with the link with the TGP version rather than the link version.
I actually forgot there was a link version out there, and like I said before, after looking at somebody else's problem, I'm very glad I didn't go with it.
Yeah, I used the tube script. They make good stuff. It's easy to work with.
You should update your TGP.
Yeah, I know. I'm still using AutoGallery SQL, which is their script, but it's a really old version of it. I don't do much with the TGP. My link list has been growing, and my tube's growing, and I just don't do much with the TGP. It's kind of my orphan.
How many submits a day are you getting to the link list?
Not enough. It runs around 2,000 to 3,000.
No, submits.
Oh, submits. Not a lot. Usually about 10.
About 10 or 15 or so?
Yeah, about 10 or 15. You know, I always get, you know, your three come in like clockwork.
Yeah.
And you're the only one that submits that much. And lately I've been picking up some new people, though.
I picked up a couple new ones. I know that, what's his name, that Jeremy's been,
He submits a lot.
Yeah, he does some decent stuff.
He does some decent stuff. I have to fix his English, but that's no big deal.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to get people to start submitting their blogs to me, but they don't really seem interested.
Simon does some nice stuff with the blogs.
Simon does very nice. He submits his blogs to me. And yeah, I like Simon. We need more Simons. And but it's growing. I mean, things have actually picked up since getting really bad. They seem to be picking up now, getting a little bit better slowly.
Yeah.
I mean, sales are still in the shitter.
Yeah, very much so. I'm living off recurrings.
That's exactly what's happened to me. Luckily, I got tons of recurring, and that's what's holding me. Because I switched all my Pimperl stuff out to free join. I thought I'd start seeing some free joins.
Uh-huh.
No, not.
No.
They're not even joining for free.
No, I'm dying on everything. I can't convert anything.
Yeah.
I can convert what I send over to Rabbits. That's about it.
Yeah, I've never dealt with that. I should. It's on my list.
He'll give you he would probably skin the site for you. He skinned it for me, and I know he skinned it for Smut Gremlins, and I know he's skinned it for a couple other people, too.
Okay. Yeah, I actually don't know much about it, and people say good things about it.
Yeah, the traffic that you send over there converts really, really well. He takes one out of every 10 hits, which is fine by me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Everybody has to get something.
Yeah. Plus, he gets all the inbound links and stuff. So I don't know if he was ranking real high for, excuse me. He was ranking real high in the search engines and stuff. I'm not sure if he survived it any better than we did when the tubes all came along.
The Yeah, kind of the tubes. I've had something interesting lately. I've had sponsors wanting to submit to my tubes with my affiliate code.
That's something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's zero work for me. My tube doesn't have a lot of traffic.
No.
No, it's not like you can put a tube up and suddenly get a lot of traffic. You don't. It's really the only thing I work on a lot is the link list.
I know Ramster and I are going to do a tube, something with. I think we're throwing a tube on Danger Dave. Does everybody know I own that? 2 years later.
What was the big kept secret that once in a while someone would spill the beans on?
No, nobody really has it. Nobody's really seen it out there that I own. Me and Ramster bought it, and this is the worst mistake of our lives.
You said that a few times. You want to elaborate on that?
We paid too much money for it, and at the time it was making a decent amount of money, and for whatever reason I couldn't keep up making that money. I don't know. Because I saw his stats for the months before and everything like that, and numbers were good and everything. That's pretty much why we bought it. And over 2 years, it just died. I mean, well, yeah, I mean, 2 years ago, Linklets were a little better than they are now, anyway. But it just died right off. Traffic is still decent over there, but nothing converts.
Yeah, I get decent traffic from Danger Dave. It's one of the things you own that I can still submit my TGPs and my free sites to.
Yeah. So we're just, it's going to still be a link list and everything like that, but it's just, the main page is going to be split in a tube and not links.
Well, that's what I did with Cleo's. I put a gateway page in the front and, you know, then go to my TGP, link list, tubes. Now I've been trying to do something with mainstream, although I've done zero with it so far.
I don't think I've never had luck selling anything other than access to what. So I don't.
Well, that's why my mainstream is just sitting there. I'm not really motivated. My adult is what pays the bills.
Yeah.
So what's the sports game that you're missing?
Oh geez, it's Game 7 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals.
English. What game? What sport is that?
Hockey.
Hockey. Okay.
That's the equivalent of if you and Christy had kayak races for 8 months, and you guys won every race, and it came down to one race to, you know, crown the champions.
Okay.
You had to miss it for a radio show.
National Hoochie League. Nice, Simon. I think we all should go down to the Keys sometime and visit Simon.
That might not be a bad idea. How far is it from you?
It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours. He's way down there. He's almost to Key West.
I'm debating if I'm coming down again in August or not. And if I did, I was going to come bug you for a couple days again.
Well, you're always welcome here again.
And then I'll have the rental car anyway, so we could go down there for a day.
That would be, it takes about an hour and a half for me to get to the first key, and he's almost at the last key.
It's not too bad, then.
No, we've been meaning to go down there. Just with Christy's leg and my leg injured, what are we gonna do? We can't walk. Yeah. So it's on the list. There, Simon just said 30 miles north of Key West. Yeah, he's it takes me 2.5 hours to get to Key West.
Okay, well that's something. Yeah, if I do come down, because I know I got free flights and everything, I just gotta see if I can afford to take off a couple days and come down there. Go to my buddy's house, then I'll come to your place for a couple days, and we'll take a ride down there for a night or so.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
We can go bug Simon.
And I can meet my host.
That's right, yes. You didn't get to meet your host last time you were here. Yeah, that's right, you moved over to a colo finally.
Yeah, finally moved to co-location after a long time over at National Net. Which, you know, no, I got no problems with National Net or anything, but it was... I saw an increase in how long it or how fast it was to compile my links. So I know that I'm on a faster server now.
The great thing about Colo is Chris. I mean, the man's a genius. Anything you need.
Yep, I know we're backwards to help you with anything. Any game, you just a ridiculously good deal.
Yeah, he will hear that. The deals on his site, and not the deals he'll give you if you talk to him. He'll give you a much better deal.
Yeah, because I'm not pushing that much. I think I may be pushing 400 or 500.
I've been getting listed as the Hun constantly, so I've been actually been building some major bandwidth.
I'm going to start doing that again because I was capped at 500. I was paying extra over national.
Oh no, I'm on a 2 terabyte plan.
I think I got 1200 or something.
Yeah, that's I actually was having trouble using up all 2 terabytes, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, starting about 2 months ago, suddenly the Hun's just been listing me constantly, so I can't complain. I wish it converted more.
Well, it's not costing you any money to do it.
Exactly. It's just it's bandwidth.
Good.
That's just it. I might as well use up the bandwidth. I'm paying for it. And the link list and stuff, that doesn't use shit in bandwidth. And I have a couple of tranny sites on my server too. I resell my space to them. And they use a little bit.
How's that other one coming along?
Pamela?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if you heard my phone ring. That's who just called me. She's suddenly updating her site, and I charge her to edit her videos and put them up, so that's some quick cash for me, and I'm hoping she doesn't get deported. She's running around now with a bracelet on from INS.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, in her latest videos, you can see the ankle bracelet on her. Latest thing in there. She's here legal. She has a green card. It's not like illegal. But she got a DUI, and INS wants to deport her because of it.
Yeah.
But no, Pamela's actually been getting some sales to it, and she's starting to shoot videos and updating them, and who knows, maybe eventually she'll turn into another Foxy Angel.
How's Foxy's site doing?
Foxy's site's doing good. We started off with a thing where people for $100 can join for, I forget how many months. It's non-recurring, $100, and we've been selling a lot of that. It's 6 months, I think, for $100.
Is she doing live shows on there?
No, she has the Voyeur Cam still from CamZ or whatever they call themselves now.
I've seen that a couple of times. I go over there to look at And I scroll through them every now and then, and I see Superman in the phone booth.
Yeah, she's on tour right now, so she's not even home. So right now, if you log into the cams, you see an empty house. But she was doing cam shows privately on PayPal. I told her she was going to PayPal was going to seize her account, and she called me tonight. They seized her account.
I guess what Steam Rate or Stream Rate, the one Flying Croc does.
I just added banners to them today.
I hear. I see a lot of cam girls using that. I'm gonna try to. I don't know. I started using AWE when Liz from AEBN was over there.
Right.
And then she got let go, and I was too lazy to change it. I spent a good 3 or 4 days getting the white label set up so that the site looked at, like Green Guy and everything like that, and I paid to have some banners made and shit. It's maybe a sale or two a week.
Do you think the white label's even worth the effort?
Yeah.
I've never seen any difference.
I don't know. I've never, compared push traffic to a plain one as compared to push traffic to a Green Guy one.
Lisa isn't with ABN anymore, is she?
No.
I don't think so.
She's got her own independent consultant.
Yeah, I just switched my ABN over to Paxman, and I noticed she wasn't my account rep anymore.
Yeah. ABN is by far still my best one, though.
I get steady checks from them. I can't complain. That's what, but Sheep Guy was recommending Steammate, is that it? Steam something.
Yeah, I think it's Steammate.
Anyway, I actually had an account with MoneyTree from many, many years ago. I couldn't believe it was still open. And so I actually spent today adding in their banners, see what happens. I guess Steam Mate. Actually, when I went in, I noticed they also had tranny cams, which is something they call them something else besides Steam Mate, Teammate or something. Sunshine Lesbians, is that you?
Yeah, that's the new one. So I saw somebody asking there what the URL was.
Yeah, I was actually going to the board to look. I've been so slammed with work. I'm just overloaded. I've got all these projects going on, and I don't have time for them, and I need to be cloned.
I know what you mean. But I worked my ass off over the last, like, 4 or 5 months and just built so many goddamn free sites that I have 600-plus sitting here waiting to be submitted. So I'm good for another, you know, like that. And now I can work. You know, I submit, which takes me about 2 hours.
Yeah, I was doing blogs like crazy, and I want to do some more blogs. I kind of put that in the back burner right now. I just signed up with Jay's site. What the hell's it called?
Morningstar Platinum.
Right, because they had RSS feeds, and so I signed up and got the account and looked at their RSS feeds, and it looks like a nice program, but don't sign up for the RSS feeds.
He released something today where I guess you log into the admin and
you can tweet them.
Yeah, you can just tweet the hosted galleries and everything right away.
Yeah, it's a unique idea. I mean, why not?
I have to assume it's part of NATS 4.1. That he came up with, just that nobody else has used it yet.
I don't know. I'll do something with it, but I was very disappointed because I basically signed up because I wanted to do some splogs, and their RSS feeds just won't work for that.
You should get Jay on here.
What's that?
I said you should get Jay on here. I bet he'd come on.
Ah, that's a good idea. I got a huge list of people. I figured, seeing as though it was your board, though, you should really get on.
Yeah, I guess.
I know how much you love doing the radio show.
Oh, I can't. I've missed it. I might actually go and download this so I can listen to it again.
Masturbate to it. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm looking at this thing you built. It looks nice. It looks real nice.
Thank you.
This is
every page except the index is on the same template. I still got to go throw some more ads in there, but I figured I might as well. It's ready enough today, so I got the submit page ready. So, like I said, anybody wants a partner account to supply, it's just normal trusted submitter rules. There's one goofball thing on there. I've got a category called lesbian movies, and I've got a category called lesbian tube.
Yeah, I saw you made special rules or something about that.
Yeah, the lesbian tube category is for basically for flash videos, and then the lesbian movie category is for everything else, MPEGs and WMDs and shit.
Are these banners hard coded in here, or are you using a banner rotator?
Using their own banner rotator.
Oh, it has one built in?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I bet your tube site has it built in too.
Yeah, I don't use it. I'm using OpenX with it. I just like having one place to control all my banners. But this does look nice. So I see you got thumbs on everything too.
Yeah.
The person have to generate a thumb to submit to you?
Yeah, it's just like when you submit to Tommy's.
Right, right.
So when I start my submit process, when I open up the three sites that I'm going to be submitting, and I go and grab a thumbnail and make B88s because of...
88's a good size. That's the most standard.
Yeah, that's what everybody that I submit to uses. So,
yeah, that's what I do. The 180 by 135 for Pick Hunter, and then everybody else is 88.
Now, I remember when I was doing some TGPs, I had to create like 4 or 5 different sizes. Yeah,
it's a pain in the ass. But boy, we've been getting some spam on the board, haven't we?
You seem to catch it a lot more than I do. Just get up earlier than me.
I get up earlier and I clean it all up. And did you see now they're starting to add the spam to people's profiles?
Yeah, I did see that.
Fucking son of bitches. I mean, what do they get out of it?
I don't care about that. I don't see it.
As I said, I get up in the morning. Christy and I, we wake up. We're still in bed. We each got our laptops. She's creating Shemale blogs, and I'm doing my stuff. And then I take all the spam off Green Guy and all the spam off of Foxy.
Did Chris ever sort out your getting into the big admin on the board?
Yeah, I'm in the big admin these days. It's quicker and easier. Plus, I'm used to that because that's the admin I use at Foxy's. Yeah, I've been banning their email addresses lately. That seems to cut down on it.
Yeah, I do that too when I go in and ban them. I grab their email.
Yeah. How much? They can't be making any money doing it.
Well, if they do it, you know, across 1,000 sites, you know, and like Sparky said, a bunch of these places are dead. They're not even paying attention to it, but they still got big PR. So it looks like there's legitimate posts to the search engine.
I guess it's just for the PRs. I don't know. Yeah, you see, the other board got hacked and totally taken down.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, they're still trying to put the pieces back together.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, we've got Sparky, so we'll get hacked. Surprised, is he in there tonight? I don't think so.
He's probably out at Taco Bell.
What's he doing at Taco Bell?
I see him tweeting from Taco Bell every now and then.
Yeah, the man lives on Diet Coke and junk food.
Taking sunset pictures.
I like his sunset pictures.
I like sunset pictures, too.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not in the room. He's in the chat. Let me send him a message, see if he's just forgot about it.
Probably watching a hockey game.
I don't think he's a sports person.
No, I don't think he is either. Maybe he's out kayaking.
That's it. You know, he has a very nice boat that sits in the garage.
Really?
Yes, I don't think he's ever taken it out since I've known him. Let's see, are you busy watching the game? I'm pretty sure he's not a sports person. I could be wrong. I hate the typos I make when I send a quick message. Oh, he just got back from dinner.
It was Taco Bell.
He didn't say, but probably. He posts all the time on Facebook with from the Twitter deck, and half the time I can't even figure out what he's posting.
Oh, I know. I read his posts all the time on Twitter, and I'm just very confused. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing that he's got 0.01% IP.
Yeah, it's... All I know is my server's always up and it works and it's fast. So.
I know. I was thinking about that when I made my post. I can't remember the last time like the board was down.
No, the whole server went down when someone disconnected the cable at the host. That was only like for 15 minutes, and that's about it. Well, you know, he's in that building downtown Miami. That's where one of the root servers for the internet are located. It's got armed guards and everything. It's a massive building. I want to know what's up. Radio talking about you. God, if only I took a typing in school. I still can't type. Can you touch type, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a terrible typer.
I can't type worth a shit. I try too fast and I end up hitting double keys, you know, that finger.
So, Greenie, how do you feel about the alternate free site designs like two-page free sites or mixed photos and video free sites?
I don't mind mixed photo and video free sites. I, like you were saying, why did, you know, you didn't even add movie sites. Or movie categories and stuff like that, and we were thinking back in the day that
Back in the day, it made a difference.
Yeah, back in the day, it made a difference. Now I wish I didn't. And I'd combine them, but they would just make some of the pages just ridiculously big. I mean, my teen pages are too big as it is now. And if I was to just take the teen movies and split them up, it would just... I'd have 600-700 sites listed.
Yeah, I need to split up some of my categories again. It's on that long to-do list. You don't do any blogging, do you?
No. I used to have actually had a legitimate blog, but I just gave up on it.
Damn. How about linking to blogs? Does that seem to be working in the sense of a good for the link site traffic? Huh?
I noticed, I don't mind linking to blogs, because I noticed that a lot of times the blog will give you the little link on the sidebar there. It comes up on every blog page that they make. It just looks like more inbound links to you, which is fine by me. You know, as long as the blog is somewhat legit and updated, and there's links to galleries on there, I don't mind listing it.
Do you make them link the pictures to bigger pictures, or are you okay with the pictures just linking?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. You know, for most people, I just let everything slide. I figure it's going down in the blog category, so people know what they're getting into when they go over to look at it.
Yeah, that's, Chris joined the chat room. Yeah, I know Shimp lists blogs, but he insists on the pictures being linked to big pictures, which I never do on blogs.
So the show's till 8:30, right?
Yeah, that's it. 8:30. Is your sports going on in the corner there?
Yeah, it is. It's distracting me. I gotta run down to the pool house too, because I'm watching it on the little TV here.
You do love your sports.
I can get the laptop down in the pool house. I never even thought of that.
Yeah, that, you know, the laptops are portable. You know, it's either that or you could just drag the big television around.
The big TV is finally gone on me. It's the first plasmas that came out. I remember I got it from ARF with their way probably in 2001 or something like that. And I think this thing cost $8,000.
Is ARS even still around?
Yeah, they're still there. I get a check every now and then. Oh, there's a problem with internet connection between you two. Hold on while we try to get the call back. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's wrong?
A thing popped up that there's a problem with the internet connection between the two of us.
Really? Well, we seem to be communicating.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of people in the room there. So you think things are going to get better?
They can't get worse. I don't know. I got one trick up my sleeve that I'm going to try out. Actually, I got two. One is actually working already, but I'm still not going to tell anybody what it is.
Okay.
If you look at my slides, you'll know what it is. The three slides that I'm submitting. It's just some different wording on stuff that is actually getting search engine hits and stealing it from places that pretty much stole it from us.
My series of blogs I've built are actually starting to get some decent traffic, and I'm getting sales off them. And I need to do more. And somehow it seems to be sending traffic into my link list, my blogs. Testing 1, 2, 3.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
It's even a commercial in the hockey game. I was just thinking.
No, my girlfriend's in the kitchen with the grinders making lemon rosemary tofu, so I wasn't sure.
You had me until you said tofu.
You know, when you come here, we're going to feed you tofu and not tell you what it is.
Oh. I want couscous and that's it.
Oh, God, that couscous we bought. It was like snot. We will never buy couscous grande again. Who the hell eats that shit? It was like eating boogers.
That dish you guys made up was pretty good with the peanuts and everything, though.
Yeah, that's regular couscous, but we couldn't find... We accidentally bought the grande instead of the normal couscous, and that got thrown away. Buster, come here. You hear my cat? Hang on, I have to open the door for him.
Thought they had their own little secret stuff.
Okay, cats always want to be on the other side of the door. You have cats, don't you?
Yeah, I get one. She lives basically lives down here in my office because the two little dogs that we have, they have a taste for her litter box.
So nice.
Keep her in the litter box separate from them. She lives in my office.
I got to make it up to your place one day.
I keep inviting you.
I know you do, and it's my fault I haven't made it, but it's just, it's far. And we don't have free fights like you do.
I know, I'm running low on those two.
Asked a question about blogs before, asking if linking to blogs was helping link less traffic. The following was going to be, should we build this, be thinking of blogs as an alternate to free sites? Build both.
Yeah, build both.
That's what I do.
You can submit three things a day to me, so.
Yeah, that's, I have not been submitting my blogs to anybody. I've just been sending my own internal traffic to them.
Well, send them over to me.
Got a bunch of them. I really should.
I'd ask if you have a list, but I know you don't.
No, I'm bad. I don't have a list. I'd actually have to go into my link trading script and look what's in there to generate a list. Nymph says she'll take them. I really should start submitting my blogs. I'm actually not really sure why I haven't been.
What else is going on?
What else is going on? Well, not a fucking thing. Between Christy's injured leg and my injured leg, we've been doing nothing but working all the time, and with money as fantastic as it is, we haven't been taking any vacations.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like this way. The bitch got a job, you know.
Yeah, she's working as a receptionist, was it?
Yeah, she's a receptionist for a doctor.
How's that working out?
She loves it.
Absolutely. Really?
Yep. And the doctor's growing. She's actually part-time. He's only there 4 days a week, so she's working 7 hours a day. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, but I think he's going to go to 5 days a week and move her up to full time, which will be nice. But it's, you know, it's that extra income that we need right now.
Yeah, that's, it's, Christy's working, that's what, you know, otherwise we'd probably have a roommate by now. I hate roommates. And, well, I mean, you know, short-term roommates, I mean, we've got the stripper that comes down and stays with us all the time, but she's kind of fun.
I've got a roommate now.
Really?
My mom moved in.
That's right. That's right. I saw you post it. How's that? Oh, I would.
It's horrible.
My mother and me couldn't be in the same room for an hour before we were at each other's throats. So I can't imagine.
Oh, it took me a good 2 weeks to get her, show her how to turn on the TV.
Nice, nice.
Mm-hmm. No, she's pretty good too. But she pays the rent, so I'm happy.
Yeah, that's. You know, we all do what we have to do to survive. I just want it to be like 2000 again.
Yeah, I know. I would take 2005.
2005 would be good.
Yeah. I might even take last year right now. I think I had the worst month ever last month.
Me too. That was my last month was my worst month ever since being in this business. This month is looking a little tiny bit better, but not much.
Because I do, over the winter, I do decent reselling my hockey tickets. I don't go to all the games, and I pay season ticket prices, which are not what the face value is, but if I sell them at face value, I'll make, you know, 50, 60 bucks a game or something like that over what I paid for them. So then I just throw that money back in, and then I scalp tickets for concerts and stuff like that, too, on the side.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it helps a little.
I remember you were doing a lot of stuff on eBay for a while.
Oh yeah, that was all my entire DVD movie collection. We used to buy, you know, we would never rent movies. We'd just go out and buy it.
I remember when the bitch came down here buying all these DVDs.
Yep. Yeah, back in the day when we were just, it was funny.
Yeah, I miss not having to look at prices.
Yep.
I think it'll get better again. I mean, people aren't going to stop looking at porn.
No.
But,
different things and try to not so much, I don't know, I don't want to say like keep pushing old things like linkless and stuff like that. I still think that linkless traffic will convert if you get enough people over to it.
I convert about the same on linkless as I do TGPs. Maybe a little tiny bit better on linkless because, you know, TGP, your gallery's gone in a few weeks, whereas linkless is forever. And I get sales off of old stuff. I think what really kills us, you know, there's just way too much free stuff out there.
Yeah, you can go to any tube.
You can go to Google.
Or tube to watch the full length movie of anything.
Hell, just go to Google and just do an image search. It's, you know, there's a million results on everything. I don't know. I'm so desensitized. Porn, you know, I look at porn now. It all looks the same to me after a while.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's why I sort of liked the girlfriend stuff when it was coming out.
Is that stuff still working for you?
I haven't given up on it. I still get sales and stuff. And that site, the Real Sexy Girlfriends that I built, they're really good in search engines. I got a couple of page listings for my categories and stuff like that, which generated actually a lot of sales. It's not, but I think the whole girlfriend fad died pretty much. Nobody's really built it. I get a handful of submits a week, but nothing.
What made you choose lesbian to build a niche site on?
I don't know. I wanted to do something where I could do a lot of categories. And I probably just started thinking of categories that are general categories. So like, I've already got an amateur link list, and I've already got the boobs link list, and I did the girlfriends, and then I thought, I think I might do Asian next. I'm not sure.
I never did well with Asian. I do well with lesbians.
Maybe I'll do females next.
Shemales is my, if it wasn't for shemales, I'd actually have to go back to having a real job.
You need to open up just a shemale only link list.
Yeah, I never liked doing the niche specific. You that's something you did. I didn't like doing that. It's like the generals. I need variety.
Okay, I gave you 40 minutes.
Okay, we can let you go watch your hockey game. It's been a pleasure.
I'll do it again sometime. Maybe I'll come on like monthly or something.
It is your board. Anyway, it was great seeing you, Greeny. I'll let you go. Go watch your hockey.
Thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you guys, and I'll see everybody on the board.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Will.
Okay, bye.